침비 러브림 다브타기 나니 지 다브타기 마 슈어 슈어 쳐발라야 근데 다네 상계르베 터미시베 님뭐 전주조도 습기베 처럼 셰브르차 돔네 대당오 예와도 미보규달랑이도 초가페이 님이도 추규주도 불러서 주더니부 은디다가 전주조도 습기도 셰바오 Tela chanchu chodo simgi me tengi khasana tikwa simbi rida denpa kujosuna kyosu songa susu tabi donpa ridun karunchi da denpa ta membe simgi ba nin jube simgi ki tengi la kujosuna kyosu songa meje da denpa membe simgi ki tengi khasana yinu di chi yi chir shina jukpa jukpa cheba la memba ngondo drogabra chanchu simbi sali cheba da membe ngondo kyamdru dine Kyamchok gyabar chanchu lamdrinli sheba da yaan jubay dindi susur tabi donpa gyabar chanchu lamdrinli sheba da. Susur tabi donpa lemba yaan kyamchok gyabar chungpa zuli sheba da. Tiba shimbi rinmeba chanchu shoda simgege migewa chanchu simbi sali sheba di. Tena tida tamji dresi tso gwe so.
Now to continue with our teaching of this Mahayana stages of the path, the jewel ornament of liberation, and we will continue reading the text from page 135 of the English edition. Now this will explain the dharma of cultivating the bodhicitta of supreme enlightenment as the antidote for to not knowing the method to practice for achieving Buddhahood. The summary, the foundation, essence, classification, objectives, cause, from whom you receive it, method, beneficial effects, disadvantages of losing it, the cause of losing it, method of repairing, and training. These 12 comprise the training of bodhicitta. The first, the foundation for the cultivation of the bodhicitta resolve of supreme enlightenment is a person who belongs to the Mahayana family, who has taken refuge in the three jewels, maintains any one of the seven pratimokcha vows and has aspirational bodhicitta. These form the foundation from which to cultivate engaged bodhicitta. A person with the qualities up to taking refuge has the basis of cultivating aspirational bodhicitta. This is because, as it is mentioned in the Bodhisattva Bhumis, aspirational bodhicitta is required in order to cultivate engaged bodhicitta. The lamp for the path to enlightenment says that refuge must be taken in order to cultivate aspirational bodhicitta. The lamp for the path also says that in order to cultivate engaged bodhicitta, the pratimokcha vows are required. The treasury of Abhidharma says that taking refuge is necessary in order to receive a pratimokcha vow. The Bodhisattva Bhumi states that without the Mahayana family, bodhicitta will not arise even if you rouse it. Therefore, these are all related and need to be assembled.
Dela dhamu shiyana jir tiba chimbyu riyeba chirado rikseba chiduyade yeba kondu shiyaba shiyabar chao. Tuyanyiba kyamdru shiyana. Kyabshin rosan diyan jidengi chakzai jin sangpada kimchuda mahan dewa la sobaam. Tedaga yugi riyam, chagam, tsoam, jushin la soba la nebi. Lalu tuba shiyanamra kyabshin rova chaam shiyana. Tegungi kyab midhubi kyamne mayindi shigeda dole. Jidengi riyadani nasaytani chwene yugu. Kungada Dunga mewe chikwede, teku yang jikwale matarashi dunga da jebe chiru. Tena dunga le tendu tawa sangele me, sangele we lam chwele me, chwe chewe chobu gindule mewe, khonsu na kyusu dhawar chawa tedar yang. Jijun jibu senzi ikyame kyobe sangele. Chwe da sosho gindule tirin kyusu dhawar ki che sung so. Wana khonu kyobe nipa ngaya, daga kyusu chimbe. Kyobu nge samnyam tizun misa di. Dodi nyangi de chile, kujo sumla kyosun wa jibwa mewa tabar kyu xie sung su. Tena te sumla kyosun rwa cheba la xie sung su.
Generally, one should have the Mahayana family, but in particular, one should also be have the family or potential that is awakened. These should be understood as explained above in the first chapter. To explain the second topic, the source of refuge, you may ask whether to go for refuge to the powerful deities Brahma, Vishnu, Mahadeva, and so forth, or to the powerful deities and Nagas of one's own country who abide in the mountains, boulders, lakes, or trees, and so forth. These are not sources of refuge because they cannot give you refuge. In a sutra it says, worldly beings take refuge in the deities of mountains, forests, shrines, rocks, and trees. But these are not the primary refuge. Should you take refuge in your parents, relatives, friends, and so forth, those who are kind to you and benefit you, they also will not give you refuge. The representation of the manifestation of Manjushri Sutra says, parents are not your refuge, nor are relatives and friends. They will leave you and go to their own destinations. Why can't they give refuge? In order to give refuge, one should be free from all fear and have no suffering. These beings are not free from all fears and are in a state of suffering. Therefore, Buddhas are the only ones who are completely free from suffering. Dharma is the only path for the practice of Buddhahood, and the Sangha is the only guide to Dharma practice. Therefore, we take refuge in these three. Thus, in a sutra, it says, from today, take refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Who protect those without protection and dispel the fear of those who are afraid. Even though they may have the power to give refuge, if I go to them for refuge, will they really protect me? There is no reason to doubt this. The Sutra of the Great Parinirvana says, those who go for refuge to the three jewels will achieve the state of fearlessness.
Tela tangpo kiamdru yawa ni yin, tumo ki kiamdru da khyabra ki kiamdru, tengi khasa la. Tila, tena tesum ni kiosu dhuwa chayba la, domne, yawa tena yuja tu, samba choka chaybe le, labza tani penyo, tena mugu ki kiamdru du chayba wo. Tela tangpo, kiamdru yawa ni yin, tumo ki kiamdru da khyabra ki kiamdru, tengi khasa la ni yin, tumo me tengi khasa na, kowe dungi yin jikshi, kujosu la, labza ba nabzu. Khyabra ki tengi khasa na, tiba chimbi rizhi, lami lui, nabar tawa toba nabzu. Yulaya nyile, tumu yu chebala, sangye gujo na bangba da yishi da chewe da ni pyusum soba da debe sangye jumden de nam desu. Chue gujo la nyile, tembe chue ni sungrab yela chungi, So, tokwe shen lamje denpada, gobe denpago. Gendu kuncho la nil, susu kiwe gendu ni, gelo nambar taba shen chi choba yin. Pabe gendu ni, kibu sushi ya yeba ta. Khebra ji yun, dune shubi yun, ngombar taba yun, tekona ni yun sumu. Tealan, dune shubi, dune shubi yun, sangen tijishibi, kuzhu chen, tikwa chimbi. Budi, gendu ni chenshu sime gendu. Ngombar taba yun, sangen kusum gidani chen, chen, tambe shu shiwada nyangen deba. Gendyuni sashabar nebi chanshu sabab, te konani yuwaandu chana, kyabshu dhruwa yuni sange nyeji yinu, te dhara yate bachimbu gyu lamale. Tambe tuyendu dhruwa yuni sange nyeji xie sunsu, wana sange ge dengi kyab tuba chi xie xena. Tuba chu gi gujin chojan te tatu chi xie sunsu de, tuba nam genga beba nambar chawa dhu chata chawa de, chu gi gujin yin bichina, tambe kyab yinna, yinla, te bachimbu chowa gyan, te bachimbu chowa gyan, 죽은 넘버 타고 타도가 토베 탈침을 기회지 담배 깨고 있는 워낙 최대 기준이 땡기 깨면 이샤 뭐 이놈 씨는 귀라만 최남니다 밥에서 땡기 깨셔 뭐 이놈 씨 송소 뒤지실 땡기 깨셔 뭐 이샤나 최라니 예발래 대배션이 민기 민기소다 이기소인배 남드레스는 승들 방송인배 땡기 깨면 이봐 도배 최라니 니래 남지 대만 주제인배 미다데 루비주제임비지 지지배한다고
Therefore, this will explain how to take refuge in these three. The summary is classification, working basis, sources, time, motivation, ceremony, activities, training, and beneficial effects. These nine comprise the explanation of taking refuge. In the classification, there are two categories of refuge, the common refuge and the distinctive refuge. The working basis, there are also two different working bases. The common working basis is the one who fears the suffering of samsara and holds the three jewels as deities. The special or distinctive working basis is a person who possesses the Mahayana family and the pure body of the gods or humans. The sources of refuge. There are two sources of refuge. The explanation of the common sources of refuge. The common sources are the Buddha, the jewel of the Buddha, the Bhagavan, the exalted one who possesses the perfection of purification, wisdom, and greatness. The jewel of the Dharma, which has two parts, the teachings, which are the 12 branches of Dharma, and the Dharma of realization, which consists of the truth of the path and the truth of cessation. The jewel of the Sangha also has two, the ordinary Sangha, which is a community of four or more bhikkhus, and the noble Sangha, which is the four pairs or eight individuals. The distinctive objects of refuge. The distinctive objects of refuge are the sources abiding before us, those with full realization and suchness. In the first category, the objects that are in front of us, the Buddha is an image of the Tathagata, the Dharma is the Mahayana scriptures, and the Sangha is the community of bodhisattvas. In the state of full realization, the sources are the Buddha as the embodiment of the three kayas, the Dharma as the peace of the precious noble Dharma and Nirvana, and the Sangha, which consists of bodhisattvas who have attained the great bhumis. In terms of the source of refuge that is suchness, the only source of going for refuge is the Buddha. As it says in the Supreme Continuum, ultimately the refuge for beings is the Buddha alone. Is the Buddha able to be a lasting refuge? As it is said, because the sages have the Dharmakaya and the Sangha is ultimately that. Because the sages are unborn, pure, and free of desire, they have the Dharmakaya. They are the highest refuge. The Sanghas of the Three Vehicles also ultimately achieve the pure Dharmakaya and eventually become it, so that is the highest refuge. Are neither the Dharma nor the Sangha then lasting refuges, you ask? From the Supreme Continuum. The two types of Dharma and the Noble Sangha are not the supreme lasting refuge. Why are they not the lasting refuge, you ask? Of the two types of Dharma, the Dharma of teachings is an assembly of words or an assembly of phonemes, so it is discarded after you have traversed the path, like a boat. Thus, it is not a lasting refuge. The Dharma of realization also has two types, of which the truth of the path is composite, and thus impermanent and a deceptive phenomena. Thus, it is not a refuge. The truth of cessation is asserted in the listener vehicle to be discontinuous, like a lamp going out. So since it is non-existent, it is not a lasting refuge. The Sangha itself fears samsara and goes for refuge to the Buddha, so it is not a lasting refuge. As it is said in the Supreme Continuum, the Uttara Tantra Shastra, because they are given up in deceptive, non-existent, and fearful. The two types of Dharma and the Noble Sangha are not the supreme lasting refuge. Therefore, Master Asanga stated, there is one inexhaustible refuge, permanent refuge, constant refuge. It is this, the Tathagata, Arhat, completely perfect Buddha. But doesn't this contradict the saying above that there are three refuges, you ask? That is said in order to guide disciples. The Sutra of the Great Liberation says, in brief, there is one refuge. As a means, there are three.
Tabi sumdu chidar shajan tiba chimbu gyula mare Tumba tenpa labdu ngi tiba sumdu chidar Myoba nam yuwa jesu nambar shaba yishe sumdi Yuenden sumdu tiba sumdu chepa sumdu Myoba sumdu yuwa jesu shaba yuwa Tumba yuwa tenpa tundu Chesu simbi tiba kasada Sangye la chodu shaba chepa Myoba nam yuwa jesu shaba Sangye gyabi yindi Gengi nam yu cho sangye la gyabu shaba shesu Tenbe yuen tenbe tenbe rangye ki tibye khasada Chue la cho da chawa chab Myoba namji wangdu chena chue gyab yindi Dweza da chawa namji cho Chue la gyab su chawa chaba Lobe yuen tenbe tenbe Nyendu ki tibye khasada Gendu la cho da chawa chab Myoba wangdu chena gendu gyab yindi Chwa namji cho gendu la gyab su chawa chaba Tedar tuen namba sumgi khasada Chuka wangdu chena gyab su namba chaba dini
How then are there these three as a means, you ask? From the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra. Because of the teacher, teachings, and students, the three refuges are presented in terms of three vehicles, three activities, and interests. That is presented thus in terms of three qualities, three vehicles, three activities, and three interests. In order to demonstrate the qualities of the teacher, the Buddha is the refuge for persons of the Bodhisattva vehicle and those who are interested in performing the supreme activities of a Buddha. They take refuge in the Buddha, the supreme among those with two feet. In order to demonstrate the qualities of the teachings, the Dharma is the refuge for persons of the Pratyeka Buddha vehicle and those who are interested in the work of the Dharma. They take refuge in the Dharma, the supreme among all freedoms from attachment. In order to demonstrate the qualities of the practitioners, the Sangha is the refuge for persons of the hearer vehicle and those who are interested in the work of the Sangha. They take refuge in the Sangha, the supreme of all communities. Thus these three are laid out by the three meanings and three and actions according to the six types of people. The exalted Bhagavan said that this in a conventional state in order to that all sentient beings could gradually enter the different stages of the vehicles.
Dajazandi, Gamdru Gordi, then Simge, Le Trevimber, Simge, Den 다 류젠데 심덴시에 걸려야 심덴심을 심덴이 겁니다 최고로 없이 이래를 주입니다.
So here the subject of going for refuge is presented as an aspect of the topic of bodhicitta. It is in terms of the explanation of the physical support and the mental support for arousing bodhicitta, it is presented as the mental support.
Tiba tiumong kiamzhu dang, tixin kiamzhus, tat tiri yueba le, kam di liya, tiba ximbi kiamzhu. Tiba ximbi kuzho sum liya, kiab su song qinxie le ya, dine tiba ximbi ki simge, simge digi di karshu re. Di che gu yo are, dine yu sanay, Teaching gives him new body, that nature to Babadovich. Did a chadi or it? Tea, Ben gave a number of chasha vimina, and a Rani gave a chambozilia, gave shivimina, gave a chambozing all, then gave a chambotelia, gave shivimina, and that gave a telia this got to tend of the devil, tend of it. Or Dana singi. 아주 구조숨 티버심이 구조숨 계속 좋아하대 개버침벌이야 개쉬버 지고체 아니 멤버스미게 주버스미게 도발렘바디 아니 개버텔이야 체인지와 더 차디 알아서 그래서 드인 돈아 티버심이 여기 잠들다 티버심이 여기 숨게 돼 내가 지금 봐봐도 지 고유자
Now in going for refuge, there is the common going for refuge and the distinctive going for refuge, the Mahayana going for refuge. So here we're primarily talking about going for the Mahayana refuge. Once we have gone for the Mahayana refuge, then we need to develop the resolve of Mahayana bodhicitta. And so in this way, the Mahayana refuge and the Mahayana bodhicitta come down to the same point. It's like in the old days, you would ask a king for protection, and when you asked for the king for protection and became underneath their dominion, then you would have to pay the king a tax. So in this way, going for the Mahayana refuge is the same as asking a king for protection. And aspirational and engaged bodhicitta are like paying the king the tax. And so in this manner, the Mahayana refuge and bodhicitta come down to the same point.
I'm going to go to the camp.
Now all of the all of the words of the Buddha and all of the treatises written by his followers are only instructions on going for refuge. They're only about the practice of going for refuge. For this reason, the essence of all Dharma, or the foundation of all Dharma, is going for refuge.
Tadilaya thagena sumbadan sing yewa den de yude tu samba choga chebele chob samba choga chebele labja tane penyujes penyude tenam gui gyamdu dus tenam ba gui gona ne gyamdu den na yoe gure de ju santa thoma de gyamdu yewas gyamdu dilya des kebar wang ba ji gyamdu yewa den namre.
Now in the jewel ornament of liberation, it gives a summary at the top of page 139, which reads, the classification, the working basis, the sources, time, motivation, ceremony, activities, training, and benefits. These nine comprise the explanation of taking refuge. And so the first of these nine topics is the classification. And here it teaches the two different types of going for refuge.
Kabdilia Tagin Nanolia Gamdri Yawa Telia Dini Karsuji Tumugi Gamdra da Kebra Gamdrus Nambani Shanang Yore. That Kebraki Gamdrus Adi Tiba Tizi Tumu Mimi Gamdro. Tumu Gamdrus Adi Tiba Tumu Gamdra Chilagon Suma Meta Sam Changdu.
And so in the Jewel Ornament of Liberation, it says that there are two types of going for refuge, the common going for refuge and the distinctive going for refuge. So the distinctive going for refuge is the particular refuge or the special refuge of the Mahayana. And the common refuge is the refuge that is common to all the vehicles. Now this I think is talking only about the authentic going for refuge. Now generally, if we talk about just going for refuge, merely going for refuge, there are other types as well. For example, going for refuge out of fear, and going for refuge from an aspiration for the better. These two are also included as types of, can be included as types of refuge, I believe. And within the common going for refuge, we can also consider that there is the refuge of the lesser persons and the refuge of the intermediate persons. Now, this is, in terms of discussing the causes of going for refuge, often the causes are presented as two, going for refuge out of fear and refuge out of faith. These two are in terms of the common going for refuge. In terms of the distinctive or the special going for refuge, I think we can also, it would not be contradictory to say that compassion can also be a cause for going for refuge. But in the common vehicle, in the common going for refuge, the causes are said to be two, the fear and going for and faith.
Mm-hmm.
So as I was saying before, there are two primary causes of going for refuge, fear and faith. There are many causes, of course, but these two, fear and faith, are the primary causes.
대라야, 나 끼우 중 가상마 틴질이야 쉬하르부 중송 끼우 중우들이야 조패니지 조지다 패버르 지니체 조디네 에네 가르쇼레 조디 가르샤나 사나 에네 지 세치마 변주에 삼바네 예수 숨기 동에게 집어 나 드니지 고요하래 타네 예수 숨기 동에게 집어 드니지 샤나하래 다 패바데 가르사나 천디나 세치마 편지에게 가지 삼는 무던 게 세디 집이 삼도 내게 드니지 저기 요사래 드니 뉴스나다 딘상 드줄이야 지 세치마 편지에 삼는 바는 지 예수 숨기 동에라 삼라 삼텔 삼네 젤은 지신 짜네 텔레 차원도 별로 계산하다 하고 싶지 않아요래 신다 파샤는 아랑주 가르쳐야 되지 최바로 롬바 섬으로 아주 최바 인생 내게 되졸래 되지 매베 인두산에 뜻이 가고 싶지 않아요 아래 제자다 딘상가 되졸이야 된데 가르쳐 다 천들이야 신바여바 디주체도 야 지금 담배 쉐기 봐 편도를 주야 가려 지금 천딘 마다 사는 마다 온게 디주체도 있냐 이제 담배 쉐고 공연은 지금 편도를 주야로 가려 봐 디제가 토할이야 지금 가르쳐지 사는로 동거야 돼 개침 차리 와 되게 엄마의 미나 아니지 최바스 주산이 지금 이제 가르쳐다 지 세치마 편지에 사무도 안 되게 디제지 고그레스 디제지 미나다 최바 민세 송버래 다 이민의 딩상 민망체에디 세치마 편지로 삼을 동거 매우 인상 아니 버지 최바세야디 니야 맹계로 차로도 근데 인주산에 디 균셀 때네 다 양 딘데 체 양배 드네 인주산 천디난 게 샹바진 디주셔도 이민의 안 담배 최고하는 바 편도 주야 가려요 바 딘데 토알이야 지 토선 야심시하고 하는 이사람 텔레야 전주 선배 넘기 전주 선배 내려고 나를 가르쳐 말하잖아. 천디난 게 시험하지. 천디마다 사는 마당 게 디주체도 있네야. 전주 선배 넘기 지 가르쳐에 지 야 디주를 편배체도 야 연대 롭종 체네. 디주를 편벌 주야. 근데 송여비 이래.
Now, as I have mentioned before, when we talk about the lesser type of person, so the lesser type of person, actually, there can be described as two different types of these. There's the primary lesser person, and then there is the ordinary lesser person. The primary lesser person is someone who is primarily interested in the future, in the next life and future lives. Someone who is afraid of the sufferings of the lower realms and wishes to be freed from that suffering. The ordinary lesser person is someone who is interested primarily in happiness in this life. Someone who does not think about this life, but is only who does not think about future lives, but is only attached to the pleasures of this life. And so, for this reason, if you these days it is difficult to find people who are interested only in the future lives and who think about the terrors of the three lower realms, and then who wish to be wish to achieve liberation from that. That is difficult these days, and so generally.
If we who are Dharma practitioners aren't even able to do that, then that's probably there aren't anyone, there are very few, or there isn't anyone like that. These days, we need to find some true Dharma that will be beneficial for even those who are attached to this life. Those people who are there, we must find some way to benefit those people who are attached to this life and who, through the true Dharma. So, in the past, it was said that in order to be a Dharma practitioner, you must be not interested in this life and only interested in avoiding the lower realms in the future lives. If you were not like that, then you weren't a Dharma practitioner. But nowadays, there really isn't anyone like that, and so we can't really say that anymore. So in this way, we need to find some manner to bring benefit via the Dharma for those people who are attached to this life, for those people who think only of those this life. We need to find what benefit the Dharma can bring them. As it is said in the scriptures of the bodhisattvas, the bodhisattvas also need ways to find to bring benefit to those people who are attached to this life and who only think about the needs of this life.
What does name mean, Yusane? That give a chung on de, so de, and yes, so me don't eat jibuchi. Then give on drink de, coa don't eat jibuchi. Coa tada don't eat yarns in the tone, and a teletown has with a tandy or loss of our way, and tell and jishi dab your logic gas, the chicks here. That an eh, give a chimbo de, sisi, nigan jibo, the lichi. Sibada Shiva, a nigan chibur, that nichi, or red sunyare.
And so it is said that the lower person is primarily the includes those people who are afraid of the three lower realms in their future lives. The middling type of person includes people who are afraid of the suffering of samsara. People who see that the nature of all of samsara is suffering and wish to be liberated from that, who are terrified and afraid of that. And the greater type of person includes those people who are afraid of both extremes of existence and peace.
That day, and you quazam, Tindig is what is quazam. Dana singi catch does a member. Ning Tabane, summer way. Coran, you sing every tone. Tene Rani, Nyaso, don't let you what? Tene Tedali, Job in Nuba. 你送个东西来给别人吧，我就送了一千，现在就全部移民了。那你给不出那个，江浙区，上个月嘞，但是呢，东爷的军中的，东爷一点不都军中的电白的，嗯，他说的这，你就是养活下个月团呢，嗯，可他，他东爷一人心的团呢。 대달이 That 텔레비데 미세비 니지게네 데르비 시와초직 호텔 껴베 니바 어 꾸저숨레 여베 이세베 대바데다 기부심비기 얌르규 데르제빈 기부규 얌르규 상야레스
And the fear shouldn't just be a mere understanding. It shouldn't be just mouthing a fear. It should be fear that really comes from the depths of your being. And it really has to be fear that comes from recognizing the reasons for this. And then having the wish to protect oneself from that fear and recognizing that it is the three jewels that have the appear the three that so when we recognize the suffering of the three of the three lower realms, we have fear of them, and then we realize that the three jewels have the power to protect us from that suffering. That fulfills the cause of the going for refuge for the lesser type of people. When we understand the situation or the nature of the truths of suffering and the origin, then we will understand that all of samsara is by nature suffering. And when we are afraid of that, then we recognize that the three jewels have the power to, or the ability to protect us from that suffering, then that becomes the cause of the refuge for the middling type of person. When we're afraid of not just all of samsara, not just wishing to free ourselves from our suffering, but when the great person recognizes the obscurations of the type of peace of the listeners and the self Buddhas, and then wishes to be free from just that unilateral peace, and sees that type of peace with fear, and then develops unbearable compassion. Then the greater person recognizes that it is the three jewels that have the power to protect them from that unilateral peace, and this becomes the cause of refuge for the greater person.
That is it. The question is, "Sangar chasamay mina? Kamru yudi." That's in the Nile somewhere. That's the Tibosim Nedru Lame, which Chasha, Nedru Lame, Yamdu Gudifan Richena. Send the Nilea, Simjanum Gobi, Nubarangi, Yumatobi, Mina, and Simjan Hamji, the Neji Gabat, Time Everlia, the Ne Dungegi Mutunin, the Dungegi Nagiva, the Dig Nizu Samlutane. And the Nizi Kabarji Nizi Kabarji and the Ge. Then eh, Nurwanid, some gentleman, Nurwanid, the Sangay Homalo, the Jukana Jimaro number of the Dizzy Nizi Kabarji and Gene. Tedale Jobin Nuba Tedak gives him duck on the Tendi Nila. Then a Sangay Tobin Nuba Kuzosun, you have a Yichab. Daddy, a Sangagi, Gamdrug, that Nerichi Shana. I'm going to do this song out of the machine. Sorry.
Now, in terms of the secret mantra Vajrayana aspect of the Mahayana, when we talk about the cause for refuge, it is in terms of the unexcelled yoga tantra, it is wishing to achieve it in this lifetime. In this lifetime, if we do not achieve Buddhahood in this lifetime, then we will not have the ability to protect other sentient beings. And if we do not achieve that ability to protect other sentient beings in this very lifetime, then they will experience and they will be tormented by suffering for innumerable eons. And so thinking about this, then we develop really superior compassion or intense compassion. And so we think to, then the great then the then we think to ourselves then what can we do to quickly bring sentient beings to the state of Buddhahood? Wouldn't it be great if we could do that? And this we develop the extraordinary compassion. The extraordinary compassion that is the wish to achieve Buddhahood in this very lifetime in order to protect all these sentient beings. We recognize that it is the three jewels that have the power to bring us to do that and go for refuge. And so this is commonly asserted to be the cause of going for refuge for the secret mantra Vajrayana.
Tana ki teba gyanga zhubi nanga tsikdi kare kanshi lani nyeba ku teni yongye minga shing kala naba thamzi du yundi thamzi naya giru kati simsi yuanani tingi lani kyam zhuzi tedyo tini kuwa ta tini teni tena naba rizis jaja ta tini tsikje zhuare tati tunda dodoro di kare sana Mijiles, the Mikasa Angelias, for a chadang churi maimichi, nga nambatang, nga ji namba maimbasa, de churi maimichi, when it lo sur nebegon. Lo sur nebegon, when it's in a jamne and a carrendo middle, tendegi, page casual, taxi, chasingiam, taxi chevy. Namjo, you didn't get this in being enough. En sangi jom den den dela kep su jogo reso lo sur ne bat ri sena ta lo sur ma ne bise chagdang adre chebi mina enaji garjo e su su gi chungjin sene kep su jogo ma da be ena ya ke garjo e kep su e ba yimi de da ji se ma ba onda ni ni san de kep su jogo reso ta de su ya re ta di garjo ngo re sena garjo da ji kora kem ne yimi gi Kyosu
There is a quotation in the 150 verses of quotation that describes how we need to go for refuge, and the main point of this refuge of this quotation is that if there is someone who goes for refuge, someone who is truly going for refuge without discriminating based upon their own likes and dislikes, based upon their own attachments and aversions, someone who does not have a bias between Buddhist and non-Buddhist, but who has the actual intelligence and discernment to be able to distinguish what is the true source of refuge, and they're able to do this with an unbiased mind, then that person will see that that our teacher, the Bhagavan Buddha, has eliminated all of the stains of the two obscurations, the afflictive and cognitive obscurations. Basically, they see that the Bhagavan Buddha is someone who has eliminated all of his faults and perfected all of his qualities, and sees that one who has done that is the Buddha. Now, this has to be someone who is doing it with an unbiased mind. Otherwise, if we have a bias to thinking that we're Buddhist or something, and then we go for refuge in that, then we aren't really considering whether or not they truly are sources of refuge. So we need to consider and examine whether the sources of refuge truly are sources of refuge. It is important to see whether they are worthy of going or able to give us refuge, whether they are sources of refuge. And if we see that they are truly sources of refuge, then we should believe in them. If we see that they are not sources of refuge, then we should not believe in them. In any case, we should consider and examine them based upon our own experience and based upon reasonings. And after only after that should we have faith in them.
Shuruga yadang of Jumendro. Think you then deba yadang of Jubata Mendrosong. Kandara deba yang of Jubasa, de, Robin Muddiz and his air. Robin Muddiz and the de, Robin Boda Namjung Azugi, Robin Boda, Robin Muddiz and any Jibosuja, Robin Bose and Azu. Ariande Loma, Robin Tayang. Robin Tayan di Robin Bowres Larva. Ta Robin Bowres Jazan Deba Yang Ajuban Zengedel di Tigare Arendi Loma Tene Robin Tayan Res Ta Yimbi Neam Ta Tinsan. I'm going to go to the house. Jidindu Chemekolia and Chujigi, the Titanji Saddle Vedusa Chujigi, Kenyambo Gemne, Pierre, Kenyambo Gemse, Takander, Kenyambo Gemdevin, Telesini, Mamba, the Chu, the Mamba and Alia, Deba Chingi, Midi Milikian, Kaba Champachan, Alia, Deba, Nyang, Deba, somebody is just in the long dam. On that day, you stand the Lobby Mother Zelisadi sang a long debe, Casadin Jesha. Hong in Zeb, Deva Yanga Jubasadi, Gavang Yahalia, Gera Champushweed, Tibu Chijung Yawame, Samegi, Lunzincher, Lola Simney, and Samegi, the Dungaris, Gera Champushweed. Lobby Cholangi, Hongi Jesu Chamber, Lobby Cholangi. The Deva Yanga Juba, the Signy, Bear, Comb, Casual Delivery, Took Shivaji Nien, Took Jesuit Simple Shoney, then Bemala Deva Sat. The Perg Dingur Nanyari, Bemala Deva Sat, Zeres. Bemma Deva.
And so the faith is an extremely important, it's one of the primary causes of going for refuge. Now, to have a digression here, these 150 verses in praise by the master Matichandra, there are 150 stanzas, so it is called the 150 verses in praise, and it was written by a master named Matichandra. Now, often we say that this Matichandra is the same as the Acharya Ashvaghosha. So, Ashvaghosha was a student of Aryadeva. So, Aryadeva was a student of Nagarjuna. Aryadeva had a student who is said to have written these 150 verses, and that would be Ashvaghosha. However, though this is commonly said, if we look at it in terms of the historical records, it does not really stand up. Actually, the master Matichandra was earlier than that. He appeared before Asanga and his brother, before Asanga and Vasubandha. Now, he was an individual who was predicted or prophesied by the Buddha. In the past, when the Buddha was present in this world, one day there was a bird that was singing a really beautiful song. The Buddha saw this bird and then prophesied, in the future, this bird will be reborn as a being who will write a great praise of me. He will be a great scholar who will write this write a great praise of me. And so that praise that he mentioned was these 150 verses, and the scholar was the scholar named Matichandra. And so he is an individual who is prophesied by the Buddha. Now, the 150 verses in praise became very, very well known in India and very well loved by masters and disciples of all the different schools of Buddhism, the Great Vehicle and the Foundation Vehicle. In fact, many people memorized these 150 verses of praise. The master Dignaga, Dignaga read these 150 verses of praise and was so pleased and so liked them so much that he himself composed his own praise, which is called In Praise of the Lotus.
Bimala Devasadi Kande Chonsana Kande Tobin Cholangi Deva Yangaju Bad Sik Deva Yangaju Bad Sidusan Debe Nyambo Shuji Sikdan turned to the base. Sikichani Chusin Lazo Jiro was as with Sisi Jota Kandachene, 200. And the Deva Yangaju by the Langus of Chesha. Did it Tina? Bema Devasadi, Jim Zendi, Bema Chen, Konga Tuajik Che, Tinetiagi, Deva Yangaju Venane, Antichi Sha, Antidin, Bema Chen, Bema the Remu Remu Chesha. Remu, Remu Remu Chesha, Tinitio Kongi, Jim Zen, the Bema. 제자 디기 치수 아주 폐기 개범 망부지기 디디스 추지 나 초진했던 가스게면 아주 초초스레 가라잖아 아다 빼말로 되버사데 니는 잠데 되버 장어주버 제르 잠데스 가라잖 빼마 되버데 주원도 차데로 되버 장어주버데 랜드로 차데서 주원에는 연구도 마더지기 주원에는 마이 발랭에 자시스 마라스 안드린 주산에 디데 토네 에네 Na, did it go in a young Lugu, Kurimche, Tati, Nada Uma Yagal Yaman, the singer Maradi, Tikarina Yoris, Lobby Yijing, Yana Lozo, Chimbo Yijing, Durup, Dubagavan, the Chung de Vichre, Kongi, Tirishis, Gosevasuna, Yare, and a Gorati Chungin, the Samula Se, Sevashi Sunare, Tesam the Master, Konarin, Nalendalia, Sugar Color, Deva Yangaju by the Jagator, Gurje, Tada Yanagi, Gunju, the Kazoi, Gunju Sam, the Takana Yanagi, Denusung, Telia, Jugare, Dina, the Sevashi Sunare, and then Lubin Jusane,
I'd like to make a correction. The title of that praise is not In Praise of the Lotus, but the alternating praises. So these alternating praises were written by Dignaga. So Dignaga had seen the 150 verses in praise, and he realized that both the words and meanings were really wonderful. The words were incredibly beautiful, and the meaning was incredibly profound. And so for that reason, he was very delighted by this. And so for each of the verses in praise, before each of the verses in praise, he wrote a question. And so this verse that I cited was one that is one that is on the subject of going for refuge. And so the verses one about that which is deep and endless and so forth. So he wrote a question that was then followed by a stanza from the 150 verses. And so there is an alternation between the questions that were written by Dignaga and then the answers that came from the 150 verses. And so they alternate from one to the other. And so for that reason, it is called the alternating praises. Now, later, when the Tibetan masters started studying this, they got a little confused by this. They mixed it up a little bit. Now, we can't really fault them for this. It happens from time to time. But when they looked at it, they saw that basically they thought that the alternating praises had to have come earlier because these were all questions. And you have to have the questions first before you can have your answers. So they said that the questions and the alternating praise came first, and then the 150 praises were written later. And so this is how they explain it. They say that the questions had to come first, the alternating verses were written, alternating praises were written first, and then later the 150 were written and response. But if we look at history, we see that this is not how it actually happened. And it's not that I was in India and know for myself. Instead, this is clearly explained in the travelogues of the Chinese master I Ching, who came to India in the 7th or 8th century. He came and when he came, he wrote how beautiful the 150 praises were. Not only that, he also translated the 150 verses in praise into Chinese, and they are now included in the Chinese canon. So he carefully explained the history and explained how the 150 verses in praise came earlier, and that Dignaga's alternating praise was written later, as adding the questions before each verse of praise.
Tan dona jigbo yeval den jigbo yeval den kyap chönde kyap chönde ngangi jungore tewa yeval den dene garjwe kyap chön jonde ngangi yongure eso da de hindustane kyap chwa di kyap chönde yongalya jigbo yevinza jigba tegi tawe kyabji gudu samje ene ko kyabji chundyogi semde enda ko rangi gangi kigarayas da teba tegi karacha urusana teba tegi tene tendewe jigba tele kyabtubegi kyamneyajik yobajik karchoji su tsene nyebe imina tele ya kyab shundyoyedang kyab sun rondyo ngangi chungurayas And then D Gunzel then and Jidini with the Jamdu Juzo ins, Shago Jumzit disease. That diga with Tabatea Tabatelia, Chitang Ishe Tabashana, Ishe Taba.
And so, if we have, because of fear, then we develop the wish to go for refuge. When we have faith, then we are willing to accept the source of refuge as a refuge. And so, in order for us to want to seek refuge, we first have to have fear. Because we have fear, we wish to find a refuge that will protect us from the fear, and that makes us wish to seek that refuge. And so, that is how fear functions as the cause. Well, what does it that faith does then? Well, when we have sought a refuge that can protect us from the terrors out of fear, then we find that refuge, and if we wish to go to that for refuge, then that it is faith that makes us wish to go for refuge. So for this reason, fear and faith are the two primary causes of going for refuge. Now, when we discuss faith here, then faith here means the faith of belief.
Mm-hmm. 이나야 겹스 가르쳐줘야 다지 이나야 다지 이식이 대박점도 마세비 당 아주 여기 겸주기 게리오디 다 야하게 돌려야 돼 아주는 유 다들 가차미 살아라 가차미 가차미 살아 드러야 된다는 중으로 마시는 아주 겹스 드러스 겹스 드러스 들자네 이제 제대로 잡아요 那我他说以前怎么样吧？那人你这江南太大个空房，我都全部都外给落去过了。江南太大啥了呀？老人都给落去。啊，这人就啥呢？这就怎的呢？他说以前怎么样吧？啊，他都得他那以前怎么些？他当不得以前过了吧？他有没呢呀？다 이체베 제레야 아니 이체베 잠시기 이 침으로 마셔봐 아니 이체베 난신기 다니 오늘 전에기 가르쳐 집어 타다를 쳐가지 고유예배입니다 전이 네 집어 타다를 쳐가 공황 대 토구로 마다 베기 안 들어가서지 가르쳐지 오 가르쳐다지 현실 겹스 땜바 잠시기다 집어 타다리 겹투사야 될 거라고 하셔. 어떤 인디스나 런이 집어 매변에 저거 의미 인디스나네. 난 다도 되다. 원도에 대박고. 당 원도에 대박서 말해. 런이 겸내 대다가 공방 된도 녀네. 런이 집어 타다리 최외기. 딱 공방 되듯이 토바 된도 녀네. 공방 되듯이 토바 지 고요. 대 톱소나 오늘 전에겠다. 런이 가서다 지 집어 타다리 최외사. 야자 야타 봐. 집어 타다리 최외사데 용토요.
Now, when we go for refuge, the faith is not just a question of faith. It's not merely a question of belief. And so, in Sanskrit, we say gacchami. So, gacchami means I go. So, we need to go someplace. And it's not just enough to believe. It's not enough just to merely have a belief. Instead, if we are in order to achieve protection for ourselves, we ourselves need to manifest the state of the sources of the refuge. We need to achieve that state. We need to go to achieve that state ourselves. So belief on its own is not enough. Of course, at first we have to have that belief. But that belief is, we shouldn't be satisfied for that belief because just merely having a belief will not be able to protect us from that. We need to go to that state where we will be free from all, or be liberated from all the dangers of samsara. So we have to achieve that state of freedom for it ourselves. It would be difficult for anyone else to. It would be difficult for anyone else to provide us the protection from that. And so, we need to go ourselves to achieve that state. So, of course, we have to have faith, belief in the beginning. But then, based on that, we need to seek. We need to strive to achieve that state of freedom from all sufferings ourselves, and only then will we be able to be truly protected. When we achieve that state, then we will be liberated from all the fears. We will be 100% liberated from all those terrors of samsara.
드린드스 타반드베 가살이야 지다다 대바 숨샤르도 원드 대바 다에 대바 이체베 대바 넘바 숨샤르데 네 대바 쪼디 원두기 대바 탄두기 딱 원두기 대바디 네 대베 대바서나 원두기 대바디 또 대바 쪼디
And so we have to have that wish to achieve liberation. When we talk about faith, we talk about three types of faith: sincere faith, the faith of belief, and the faith of longing. But among them, the primary faith has to be the faith of longing. It's the faith of longing or the faith of desire, the faith of a wish. And so that is the primary of the three types of faith.
Mm-hmm.
There are many different religions in the world, and for most of the religions in the world, what is most important is the faith of belief. Now, of course, I don't really know, I don't have much experience with it, but my guess is that what is most important for them is the faith in belief. It's not 100% certain, but that's my guess, is that that is what is most important. However, in our Buddhist tradition, what is most important is the faith of longing. It is the faith of seeking liberation, putting the effort into it ourselves. And so, for that reason, if we just merely being a Buddhist and merely having belief in the three jewels is not enough to make you into a true Dharmic practitioners. So just belief in the three jewels itself is not alone, is not enough. We actually, in order to be an authentic practitioner, we have to seek a liberation for ourselves. We have to have that faith of longing.
That name, or Tadadi tagi nam sung diak. Gamju gi tuyen guyu be nam da yawa da ten di da ro chung sin shuwe, shu sin bi tsuyen ru che. Da dine gyab sun ru yu shiab dire.
And so that is the discussion of the types of refuge and the supports or the working bases for going for refuge. So among the different, the nine different categories listed in the Jewel Ornament of Liberation, the nine different categories of going for refuge, this discusses the classification and the bases for it. We've talked about those. Then what follows that is the discussion of the sources of refuge. Now, the sources of refuge are the three jewels. Of course, they're the three jewels, but when we examine the presentation of the three jewels, when we explain what the three jewels are, then there are slight differences between the traditions of the listeners and the tradition of the great vehicle.
Kabdele Tene ji na jos dromi sing ge de cha ro ni nga do a rin ju san da di ni de gi de ve lo de zo ba ji shu mo ga cha shen de mo sam chang do.
So here we are primarily talking about going for refuge in the Mahayana. So it's maybe not necessary to talk about the sources of refuge according to the listeners. In fact, if we discuss the sources of refuge according to the listeners, not only will it not help, it'll probably also confuse things more because there'll be so much information and everyone will be wondering, what did he say? What was he talking about? So if that happens, then generally understanding the three jewels should be something easy, and then we're making it into really difficult. And when it becomes difficult, then there's a danger that we won't know what it is that we are going for refuge to. And so for that reason, it's not necessary to discuss the sources of refuge in the listener vehicle.
다 맞대 군슈디 가르디 아래게 맞으면 파마 되지미 군슈디 군슈 급 숨버서 팀 숨버디 규주디 다다 자세 자타마 데비 차요 말해 다 이면 다다 봐 쳐봐 제대는 보지 로제마디 파마 되지미 군슈디 규주디 통동으로 자세를 선선으로 정도 대차비미나 되네 대 타겐디 데즈 마 롱데바는 시체되나 시라시라 저기 롱데야 집어 이면은 수수 받대시는 집어들도 수수 다 롱데면 집어 다 저세데 데스르지 저세 아버지도 잡도 요 말데 이미네야 남도 사변 좀 어 단데데 인사를 핀데 인사를 섬섬으로지 남도 사변 좀 지 잡반 저세를 잡 잡이나 it is 편도 시사를 섬체 데리지게 통하네 제 아래들이 주사네 안에 디지털 되는 참여하게 될 도시하러 나셔야 해요.
Now our teachings on the jewel ornament of liberation will it take at least one more year? Probably they'll take we won't be able to finish them next year. They'll take at least another year. And the reason for this is that next year, during our third Arya Chema Winter Dharma Gathering, now we haven't fixed it 100% certain, but it looks like next year we'll probably only be able to have a short Winter Dharma Gathering. And if that is the case, then we will only be able to go through a little bit of the Jewel Ornament of Liberation. So we would be able to go through a little bit of it and then continue with it the next year. In the following year, if I don't give much explanations, then we could complete this. But actually, when I started teaching from the Jewel Ornament of Liberation, I wasn't really particularly worried about finishing it. Because it seems to me that if I merely give the reading transmission, then it's not a whole lot different than you reading it on your own. And so if I give some explanation, and of course my explanations aren't all that good, but with the explanation, then at least it'll sort of plant the seed of thought in your mind. You'll be able to think, maybe that's it, that's what it means. So it'll plant that seed of the thought, and I thought that it would be And then I thought that that would be more beneficial. And so for that reason, I have been giving these explanations. And so this is something you should just file in your minds.
Karma jutu.
When our teacher, the perfect Bhagavan Buddha, was thinking about whom he could entrust his teachings to, he thought to himself, in the future, whom could he entrust them to? Who would be able to uphold his teachings in the future? And thinking about that, there are both gods and humans. Now, if he entrusted the teachings only to the gods, then that would not work, because the gods often get careless. And so if he entrusted it only to the gods, that would not turn out well. But if he entrusted it only to humans, then that also would not work well, because humans have short lifetimes. So for that reason, he entrusted it to both gods and humans, not just gods alone, not just humans alone, but he entrusted the teachings to both gods and humans. And so among the gods, there are the four different gods, four different types of gods to whom he entrusted the teachings. And among the humans, the person whom he entrusted the teachings to was the elder Mahakashyapa. So it was Mahakashyapa to whom he entrusted the teachings.
Tā tēlā yāng, jidāng kī tēmbā tēsā rāpa tī kāshūpa tā jī gēsab rāpa tī sāyamā rāpa tā jī, tā dhīrīsh rāyā tī yīmbī nā jidāng tā mī nā nā jī tēmbā dzīngi rāpa tī tsū tī khur nāmbā shī, khur nāmbā shī pa tī kārā sā nā, nā gēlāng tā gēlāng mā, gēngi nā gēngi mā. Dinduzane Rajuni and the Kimbani Rusibre.
And so the person to whom he entrusted the teachings primarily was Mahakashyapa, or his regent may have been Mahakashyapa. But in general, in terms of humans, the teachings were entrusted to the primarily to the four communities. So the four communities of bhikshus, bhikshunis, and lay men and women precept holders. And so these are the two types of monastics and the two types of householders.
별이야 개방한분들 까담비 공부망부지 엔치즈반 연구를 신체 까담비 공부망부 연구를 신체 엔 연구 주주사는 까담비 공부들 망치해지 주마든지 스미레스 든지 루규아래 제사 바때마만 연구 주에 내걸리야 엔지 주마든지게 지 가르에 연구 주에 내걸리야 주마든지게 바심제 엔지 가르에 공부들
In the old days in Tibet, there were many Kadampa monasteries, but later these declined. When they declined, then these monasteries mainly were passed over to nuns. And so when the teachings were in decline, then it was primarily the nuns who preserved and upheld the monasteries.
That the Kashi,
Some people see this as something bad, and they have they will tell long stories about this. But actually, if you look at it from one perspective, it was actually the nuns who upheld the teachings. When the Kadampa monasteries were in decline and there were very few monks, not enough monks there, then it was the nuns who came and upheld the monastery. The nuns came and preserved them. And so from this perspective, it was upholding the teachings, and this is good. During the time of the 10th Karmapa, there was a great master named Karma Chakme. He was a great scholar and meditator. Many of you know about him. In any case, he went to central Tibet, and when he went to Udzang in central Tibet, he said that there are more nunneries and more and better nunneries than monasteries. And so when he went, there were more nunneries than monasteries, and they were also filled with nuns who were learned, venerable, and good. And so there are many such nunneries, he said.
Kong 까담비기 고마 왕무지 주만지 진별로 유시하래 아니 까마 까담비 고마지 주만지 진반난신 네 뉴스안에 고마 왕무지 주메 고마 차대요라 주메 고마 차반난신기 주마트 주인비네야지 기준 상수 유에대바 되지 예별로 주송요 뉴스안 땡땡기 오늘에 간다 대바 수신 지네 너들이 중요하다가 참자 루주 나눠래야 그 마고 나서 용 그래 네 주야 무슨 중요이네 네 중원에서 네 루주 나눠 배 네 주 첨부 중요이네 데 다 루주 나눠 그 마고 나서 용 그래 너들이 주사나 간다야 급지 주사네 다 진짜지 다 간다 까마 참이 송들이 쉬어래
And so, when we examine what he said, then at that time in history, there were many Kadampa monasteries that the nuns had taken over and were preserving and upholding. And not only were had the nuns taken over the monasteries, they had also there was also this history of them being learned, venerable, and good. And so in this way, they were properly upholding the teachers. And so, of course, this may not appear in the histories, but there are many different situations that appear in history. And whether they appear in the, whether they are written down in the history books or not is a different matter. In any case, this is something that the great master Kama Chakme said.